is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and I'm joined by the beautiful Heidi.
Hello.
We are going to talk about, first, there was a weird light in the sky in Sacramento this past Wednesday, and if you live in Northern California, you probably saw it. I was driving up Stockton Boulevard, Stockton, the street called Stockton, when I saw that, and I was like blown away. I took pictures on my phone and I even recorded it. I was like, what the garbage is that? Yep. I didn't say garbage. I used other terminology. But What?
I saw a lot of pictures from a lot of different people. And then actually in my office, someone was like, hey, did you guys like see like the meteor shower? And she's like, wasn't that a UFO?
Right? It was weird.
It was so strange.
It was. So let me just describe it to you guys. So there was a strange. So it was like a light, smoky, like white light in the sky, like a rocket had just taken off. But it was coming down, and the smoke on it was like, it was almost like it was glowing.
It looked like it was glowing like light, but the shape of it was like a smoke trail.
Exactly. And it was weird because I was like, maybe it's like a reflection from the sun, but then I was like, no, because all the other clouds around it and anything else looks so dark. It was just super weird. It literally looked like it was glowing. Anyway, it happened in Northern California on Wednesday, December 19th. And scientists are claiming that it was just a meteor. And
they're just covering it up. They're just covering up aliens.
I'm somewhat of a conspiracy theorist.
Eating the flames.
Yeah, you are. Because I'm like, that so wasn't a meteor. And the reason why I say that, let me tell you, is because when the meteor, like they say, oh, it was a meteor, like flashed, and then there was like a big stream of smoke. But the smoke, it's like I said, it was super glowing. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, it's some smoke. No, it was like the bright, bright, like white in the sky. And then it wasn't like a fast, like line of smoke, like you would see a meteor like make. It was like slowly getting bigger and moving. So I was like, that wasn't a meteor, because I watched it for a good like 5 minutes.
Interesting. I feel like this is the beginning to like a Marvel film.
Right.
You know, when like Captain Marvel lands on Earth or something.
Yeah. Man. I hope so. I want to meet Captain Marvel.
We need, well, I guess her.
Yeah, she.
The movie.
Yeah. But yeah, I wanted to bring that up because I thought the visual was super weird. It was super weird. If you want to believe that it was a meteor, then cool. You just saw a meteor. High five to you.
The rest of us know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm over here feeding other conspiracy theorist thoughts. It did not look like that to me. And then it like when it came in, it was like a bright flash too, because I saw a video of like someone who was driving south and they saw the big flash and then the stream of like the super like glowing smoke. And yes, like I said, it just got longer, like the smoke trail got longer, but it also moved slower. So I'm like, I feel like a meteor would have been faster and then like the smoke would have went away a lot faster.
I thought normally meteors were just like a flash of light.
Yeah.
But I have to look up other meteor sightings now.
I know.
It's interesting. Also, so were they saying they didn't predict that a meteor was going to like fly over? So we're like, usually if a meteor or something does, they like will notice it.
Right. And something that
they'll
large.
Know that it's going to happen.
Right. And it feel, I feel like it, for it to be seen all across, somebody said they saw it in SoCal. So
oh, wow.
I know. I was like, what? So for it to be that large,
wow. wonder if that was NASA like shooting down a meteor or something.
I know. Well, then my nephew, he's a super like NASA science like guy. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that like there were supposed to be a few rockets set off or shot up, like some kind of like experiment, but those got canceled. And then some other people were saying that like the spaceship, like the NASA spaceship, like the astronauts were coming back in, like they released something, or maybe it was themselves. I don't know. But maybe it was that. I don't know. I don't know. Man, what the...
Someone's drone just blew up in the sky.
I know,
something.
Right? It could have been. Could have been. It did look super crazy, though. So I don't know if any of you guys see it. You can like Google it and look it up and see. Tell me what you guys think about it, because I totally don't think it was a meteor. I'm going to just tell y'all that right now. It was not a meteor.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Next story. This one blew my mind. Oh my God. This is why I'm so scared to get some of these things.
Oh,
okay.
No, the conspiracies again.
Yes, it is. I know, right? I should just name this episode Conspiracy Theories. Whatever. But so an Amazon user, this has to do with those Alexa Echo device things. Mm-hmm. So an Amazon user in Germany, he recently exercised his rights under the EU's General Data Protection Regulation and requested his own data that Amazon has stored. So I don't know if you guys know this, but like your search history and things like that you look up through Amazon, or like your Fire Stick, anything Amazon related, they store some of that information, obviously for like ads and things like that, to target you on things that you look up. You see ads that you are interested in, things like that. But he requested his stored information. So 2 months later, they sent him files that were related to his searches. They also sent him over 1,700 audio recordings of Alexa's interpretation of voice commands. Now, the reason why this is crazy is because he doesn't own like an Alexa device or an Echo device or even like a Amazon Fire Stick.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he...
I got really scared when you said that. Oh my God.
I'm sure he did too.
I got like goosebumps. Oh.
I'm sure he did too. So he listened to the audio recordings and it wasn't his voice. So they sent him somebody else's information and audio recordings and things like that. And so he reported the issue to Amazon and asked for information, like, you know, you guys sent me somebody else's information, somebody's stuff. And so they didn't respond to him or get back to him. So then he went and double checked the audio files, because I guess they came with like a link, like, mm-hmm. go to this link, you can hear all what we have. And they deleted them. So the crazy part is he had already, while he was listening to them, downloaded all of them. So he saved them all.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And what he did is, because he didn't hear back from Amazon, he reached out to a German magazine. I didn't put it in here because I can't pronounce it, but, and I didn't want to butcher. I wasn't even going to try. No, I wasn't. So he reached out to this German magazine company, and he was like, can you, you know, listen to the audios? This is the situation, what happened. Amazon's not getting back to me, but I just want to let the person, I want to find the person whose audio tapes they are, because I don't think, he was saying that, I don't think that Amazon let this person know that they gave out his information on accident.
Oh, so, yeah. Just to like make everyone aware of what had gone on.
Yeah.
So were the recordings like if they had gotten a recording from me, would it be my voice or would it be Alexa saying what they thought I said?
No, it would be your voice.
Oh, God,
so,
that is so creepy.
Yeah. So what the
They're
magazine,
all going to make like clones of us and have our voices.
Right.
Oh,
conspiracy theory.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
I need to rename this.
Do they like CGI us because they can do that now?
I know, right?
They're going to do that for me. Oh, my God.
So
gosh.
Crazy. So crazy. But the magazine company was able to help this man out, because he was like, I want you guys to listen to it. I want you guys to help me find who this is, because I want to inform this person that, you know, Amazon has released his personal. Yeah. So they found out, the magazine company listened to the audios again, 1700 files.
That's insane.
Yeah. And, I'm sure they were like short, long, somewhere, you know, various in length, but they found out exactly who the person was. They found out, you know, conversations that he's had in his home. They found out who he was having those conversations with, like by first and last name. They were able to find this person's Facebook, Twitter, like social media pages.
Wait, wait. So this was from the Alexa device or was it from like a Fire Stick?
It was from both because they sent with because they're both Amazon devices and they both do like voice command. It was like from all of it. So when he requested, when this German guy requested his information, they sent him somebody else's, but it was all audio, including his own personal searches. But anyway, it was crazy because not only did were they able to, you know, identify who this person was, they said they were able to hear his like private conversations. Like they found out, they heard this person, like I guess there were conversations he was having with himself in the shower. Or, yeah, like him talking in the shower, conversations with people in his home, Spotify commands, public transportation inquiries, personal habits, and his personal job.
So it sounds like they were, Alexa was getting like the commands that the person would give to Alexa, but then they were also getting like eavesdropping conversations.
Exactly.
So like
yeah.
not even things that they were saying to Alexa, but things they were saying to other people mm-hmm. or to themselves in the shower. When you wouldn't be using Alexa.
Exactly. Why would you? I mean, unless you're saying like, Alexa, play me some weird song or whatever while I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
But then still like recording conversations.
Alexa's heard, man, Amazon has everything on me now.
Yeah.
They have everything on me.
Dang.
They're just going to make another Heidi now.
They really could too. Do like the CGI.
They have the robots to build it.
Yeah, they do. Man. They do. But anyway, listen to so much of this person. Like it was so scary. It's like I said, they identified who this person was by first and last name, all his social media accounts, people who were his this person's friends or like the people who this person was having conversations with, those friends. And so the magazine company, they contacted the person and was like, hey, we just wanted to let you know that this person requested information from Amazon about his personal information on, you know, things, and they sent him your information. We want to give you a heads up because we don't think that Amazon let you know. And he was shocked. Amazon did not contact him at all.
Wow.
About, you know, we accidentally released your files.
God.
Yeah, exactly. So this guy, the magazine, and then the dude who accidentally got this guy's files, it's a guy, they all were contacting Amazon. And then a few days after, all three of them had contacted them, because the guy did first before he went to the company, to the magazine company. Then the guy and the magazine company did. And now all three of them are contacting Amazon like, yo, what the heck? Like, you're just sending people's information out and recording, like eavesdropping information and just, you know. And Amazon later contacted just the man whose accidental information got sent out and was like, we're sorry, this was just like a one-off, like a random accident, we didn't know, but it's all been taken care of. And dude's like, no, it's not, somebody else had my information.
Yeah.
And you guys were recording private conversations,
right? Yeah.
Like, no, it's not okay. And they kind of just like blew it off. So read the fine print in that. And yeah, we're gonna take, right before we take a quick break, I do want to mention a super great deal that's going on with Audible right now. Audible has an amazing selection of audiobooks and anything you can think of. If you start right now, you can start a 30-day trial for your first audio, and your first audiobook is free when you do start it. For more information on that, go to audible.com/GSMC Weird News. Or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. Again, go to audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. We're going to take a quick break and come back and have more more news stories for you.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We were talking about how Amazon listens to everything, actually eavesdrops on everything.
Yes, because this is interesting, because it's the Alexa and the Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
And at my house, we have like a Fire Stick on our TV.
Right.
And it's not the Fire Stick. It's the little remote that you can talk into that like you can speak like, oh, search Game of Thrones and it will find it for you if it's hooked up in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, I was telling Ariane, like, that means Amazon has everything about me. And as we mentioned at the very beginning of the story, the reason this man has the recordings is because there's an EU law where he could ask Amazon for all of the data Amazon had on him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that in the US too. You can ask for public records. You can ask for Amazon to get the data.
Right,
on
your personal data saved searches, anything that they store of your information, you should be able to just send them a column. I think it has to be in writing, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have to have it in writing and just email or letter or something and send it.
So that's like how the man in Germany got the info. We can get that, too, in the U.S. But then I was just thinking, like, I mean, one, Amazon probably has all of my, like, password information, which is, like, frightening. But also, like, do I care that Amazon has all my info? I don't know. I mean, I joke that they're going to make a clone of me, and I joke, but they totally could.
Yeah.
But because they know where I work, so they could just find ways to collect, like, my DNA samples or something like that.
Just a hair.
Yeah, they could. Oh, I shed that everywhere. They'll find it anywhere I go. Google knows where I am at all times.
Right.
But, like, so do I care that they can do that? Like, because the FBI can do that, you know, Amazon, Google. Because I feel like it used to be that the government would know where you were because of the FBI. But now we have these big corporations that can do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know if I care or not. I'm not sure.
I do care. That
you do?
Just because I feel like it's an invasion of privacy. It's just like, you shouldn't be listening to conversations that I'm having with myself in the shower.
Yeah.
Or singing horribly to myself in the shower. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't even want to hear that.
The poor people who, like, have to retrieve those files for you and you ask
I
for
know.
Them probably, like, hear that.
I know, poor people. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. I don't know. That's weird. Because I also know, like, when you do the little DNA kits to, like, find your DNA.
They get to keep that.
They get to keep that information, too. Which is how they found the Golden State Killer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from DNA test that, like, a relative of his did.
I did one of those, actually.
Well, they have all of your
DNA. I know,
DNA
they do. I accepted the terms. I did. So I was just like, I know you guys have my information. So don't worry. I'll never murder somebody because I'm too scared.
I mean, because they'll find you.
Right, exactly. But I do think that this is, like, super scary. And I hope this guy whose information was accidentally sent to somebody else, like, I hope something happens for his sake. Like, he's a little bit more private. Maybe they compensate him in a way.
He just
I don't
threw
know.
His Alexa right out the window.
I hope so.
Right after
something.
That happened,
I know. He was like, nope. I do want to mention that another incident happened that's similar to this in Portland, Oregon. And it happened like in May or March. It was one of those M months.
Mm-hmm.
But a woman was saying she was having a conversation with her husband and her Echo device recorded the conversation and then sent the conversation to one of her husband's coworkers.
What?
Yeah.
What? Exactly.
Yeah.
Can the Echo, I don't have an Echo device.
Me
Does
either.
The Echo, like, could you record something and send it? Like, on my phone, I could do, like, voice texts, you know?
Yeah, oh. I think it can because
it did.
The way they found out was the employee of the husband or the husband's coworker or whatever told him, he's like, I got an audio file from you, and it's just a conversation between you and your wife. Like, I don't know.
That's
and,
so weird.
Yeah, I
just
was,
like, talking about that coworker, how much they
probably. That's why it's, like, why would it send it to that coworker, like, unless his name or her name was mentioned?
That's weird.
It's, like, I don't know. It's so crazy. Those things are, I'm so sketchy with those. Like, I'd even be scared of, like, smart TVs. I'd be like, it's probably listening to me.
Yeah.
It's watching me right now. I'm not watching it.
I mean, your phone's probably watching you.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. I know. I feel like it does too, because I was talking with somebody about pregnancy tests one time, and then all the ads I started seeing on my phone were pregnancy tests. I'm like, I don't need this. I don't need a pregnancy test, but it was crazy.
Well, you can even go on to Facebook and Facebook guesses things about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I went on and it showed me, like, what it thought my, like, political affiliation was, or what it guessed my like age group and everything, mm-hmm. and I think like marital stat or something like that. Because you can put that information in, like you can say, "Oh, I'm single."
Yeah.
But then I don't put in that information. Right. I don't have that on my Facebook.
Yeah.
But Facebook guessed that about me.
Yeah.
And it's
by
really weird.
Things that you like,
mm-hmm. Your friends.
Yeah, your friends, things you search and stuff. It's sketchy to me. I'm so scared sometimes. But then I'm just like, oh, let me scroll through Facebook.
Right. Let me just go search one more thing.
I know. It's horrible. Oh, our last story for this episode is kind of cute, actually. It is weird because they're old notes for Santa of the late 19th century, early 20th century that children have sent Santa their Christmas wishes or, you know, what they want.
Oh.
So
how did we get these letters? Where are they from?
So there was a Twitter page that kind of dug up a bunch of old letters, like for holiday letters to Santa.
Like,
and that's
from
where
the
I read
post office or something.
I don't know where they got them. They just posted. I seen them on their Twitter page. So they were just like, oh, crazy things that you ask Santa. Like, is there any weird thing that you've ever asked Santa for Christmas?
I remember the last letter I ever wrote to Santa was I just asked for snow. Which is like a sad little gift.
Oh, and you're
like,
in California,
there's no snow. And I just like wanted snow. I mean, I obviously did not get that.
Right.
You know, but I mean, by that point, then I was like, wait a second. The card signed by Santa looks like my mom's signature.
Exactly.
That's weird. I remember one year I got a note from Santa, but it was typed on the computer. And I was like, I don't know if Santa uses Word, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, does he really processor? Do that? I don't think he does. I mean,
that's
because
funny.
Of all the Christmas movies, I'm like, well, clearly he just writes in, like, you know, a quill or
right,
something.
A fancy one,
right,
too.
Yeah.
It's just
Mrs.
handwritten.
Claus is, you know, doing all the stationery. But I don't know. That's when I was like, this isn't real. There was no snow. But,
I get that. I've never asked Santa for something weird just because I never really got the opportunity. The way I grew up, we knew. I mean, we found out early that, you know, Santa's handwriting was our dad's handwriting. We're just like, that looks an awful lot like Pop's handwriting. And it was. But then we never got the opportunity to ask what we wanted because we knew we didn't have a lot. So it's like, what you get is what you get. Like, just be grateful kind of thing.
So Santa just gave you
whatever. He just came. Yeah. And it's just like, if he came, cool. If not, we know, it is what it is. Yeah. Like, we're broke kind of thing.
Santa just reflected that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why. But I did ask one of my nephews. I was just like asking everybody in my household and everything. I was like, oh, what's the weirdest thing you've ever asked Santa? And my kids, they don't really ask for weird things. Like, I think they ask for basic kids. My kids are super simple to shop for.
Oh, that's
just
good.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, just give us some shoes and clothes and, you know, a game or something. I'm like, oh, I got the best kids ever. But my nephew, he said, I once asked Santa Claus for some rocks just
what?
To see it. Rocks, literally just rocks.
Just to, like, to test Santa?
Just to test to see if he was real. Like, and that's what he told me. He was like, if you're it's really Santa, you're going to bring me some rocks. I asked for rocks.
Did he get rocks?
No.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Also, I do know that a lot of times the post office will get like letters from Santa because they can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So the post office will often get them. And there was a project a little while ago where people started responding back to the letters, which is like sweet, but also sort of sad because Santa's not real. It's some postman.
I know it is. Yeah. And if there's any little children, sorry.
I'm sorry. Kids are listening and we ruined that.
Sorry about that.
We should have done like a warning in the beginning.
I know.
Spoilers.
But Santa's just, I don't know, interesting. But I'm going to read some of these tweets because they were like super hilarious. And I'll read like what they said, the signature names, and then where and what time of year, like the year they were from. So we're going to take a quick break before I do that. And before we do, I just want to mention an amazing deal that's going on right now with Audible. And they have a wonderful selection of audiobooks right now. Anything you can think of, biographies, fiction, science fiction, What think anything you think it, they probably have it. So start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. For more information for this, just go to audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. Again, that's audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. We're going to take a quick break and I'll come back and read these tweets. They're super cute. Stay with us.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Okay, so I'm going to read these notes to Santa that were on this Twitter page. I wish I wrote down the Twitter page. I totally forgot to write that down. But anyway, the first one says this. Says, Dear Santa, we are two good little boys, and I hope you will bring us a billy goat with three horns and two legs, and also a barrel of black molasses. Hoping we are not asking too much. Yours truly, Dutch and Buck, Virginia, 1904.
Wow.
A billy goat with three horns and two legs.
They just set themselves up for disappointment.
Yeah, they did.
So sorry.
I don't know if you're going to get that, guys.
I mean, also, I can't. Some of these names are fun.
Yeah,
Dutch.
Dutch and Buck.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That one was cute. You would only get that if you broke the billy goat's legs,
yeah,
the other two legs.
Yeah.
And I don't think they grow three horns. I think
nope.
It's only two.
It's only two.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah. Another, this next one, it says, Dear Santa, Mama said you would fill my stocking with good things. I did want to ask for a dolly, but everybody says dudes don't play with dolls. So I just won't tell any more what I want. So bye till next Christmas. Your true friend, Henry, Kentucky, 1894.
Oh, so, Henry.
Because he,
you can have a doll.
I know. And I feel like back then, like, there were no action figures and things for little boys to play with. So it's like, give them a doll. I mean, that's basically what action figures are now.
I mean, it is.
They're dolls, guys. Okay.
No.
They're
not
action figures.
Dolls.
I know.
Also, this is, I noticed, like, how well the kids sign, like, yours truly or your true friend.
Yeah, Henry.
Nice.
I know. They're sweet. This next one says, Dear Santa, Mama says I've been a bad boy and I don't, and that I won't get anything for Christmas. Then please take all the little orphans and the poor children something nice. I'm so sorry I've been a bad boy. Goodbye. Guy. Guy, age 10, Kansas, 1905.
That's so sweet.
At least he was thinking about somebody else.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, or other people at that. That sad thing is he knows that he was being a bad kid.
I know.
He's just like, she's not wrong, so just give my give my gifts to somebody
else.
He's
trying to be good. He's
exactly.
Trying to turn it around.
There you go. This next one says, Dear Santa, please bring me a stove, a table, two chairs, and a doll. A soup bone for my dog. My cousin John says he's going to shoot you when you come past his house, so come this way first. Good night, Carolyn, Delaware, 1920.
So
heads
come
up.
Come here first.
Yeah, heads up, Santa. John's going to shoot you. I want my gifts first.
I like how it's not even don't go there. It's just, we'll just come here first.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Get shot later.
Okay. She was totally just as long as she got her gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This next one says, Dear Santa, bring me a doll. If you don't bring a doll, don't stop at all. Don't get sick and die before Christmas. Eugenia, West Virginia, 1910. Wow. If
kids
you don't,
are so honest.
They are. They're just like, this is all I want. If you can, don't have it, don't bring it. Don't even stop. I won't even like anything else. Oh, my gosh. This next one says, Dear Santa, my little brother Clyde fell down the other day and broke his face. Please bring him a new one. A false face will do. Lovingly, Walter, New Mexico, 1909. He broke his face.
Just think about his brother. A false face will do.
I know. That is weird. Just bring my brother a new face. Yeah. He's messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. This next one says, Dear Santa, we just moved out here to the wild and woolly west. We have lots of prairie dogs. Be sure to bring me a gun. Artie, 5 years old, Colorado, 1900. Artie, aww, 5 years old, wants a gun.
There's a lot of prairie dogs.
Yeah.
They got to, I don't know, maybe that's like, we got to eat. So got to make a coat.
Just, I know, we're going to shoot something and maybe these dogs will bring us back
I
something.
Love that.
I don't know.
The wild and woolly west. I know. That's so cute. It's probably woolly to all those little prairie dogs.
I know, right? And he's a little five-year-old.
Yeah.
I wonder how good his penmanship was back then.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I'm like, how did you read that? This next one says, Dear Santa, bring me a set of furs and a dolly. What's pretty? Guy Stubbs says my dolly is ugly. Henrietta, North Carolina, 1900.
Oh, Henrietta, I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure Guy Stubbs was just a mean
That's
jerk.
A terrible name, too. Guy Stubbs.
No, seriously.
He, it sounds like he owns, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a barbecue restaurant. Don't listen to Guy.
Don't listen to your dolly was just fine. Yeah. Henrietta. Okay. We have two more. This one says, Dear Santa, please don't come like you did last year and crack my fingers. I want a monkey that runs up a string. Claude, Pennsylvania, 1895.
Man, what happened to Claude?
I know. Cracked his fingers.
Oh, Claude, is something wrong?
I know.
Is
that wasn't sent. Right? Should we call the authorities? Yeah. It's probably long gone by now.
Oh, gosh.
Over 100 years ago.
That's rough, man.
It is. But a monkey that climbs up a string, huh?
Like a little toy or like a real monkey? I feel like there had to be a toy that would do that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Oh, Claude,
crazy.
I hope you got something nice.
Exactly. If your spirit can hear us. Yeah. this last one says, Dear Santa, my doll had a very bad accident. She smashed her head in a door, so now she hasn't a head. Please bring her one. Or please bring her a head. Olga, Illinois, 1903. So your doll smashed its own head.
On her own.
Yeah, in a door. Okay. Get rid of the doll because it's possessed, first of all. Throw the head away when you find it.
Yeah, bury it separate from the body.
Exactly. Oh, aww, my gosh. So those are our weird news, like old-fashioned quotes or Santa
Christmas
holiday
letters.
Exactly. Oh, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Weird News. Join us next time.